This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Rebecca Newton is well-known and a well-known name on the North Carolina music scene. She's a musician and artist promoter who has spent decades performing in groups and working to highlight her band's and other people's music. There was really just one thing she hadn't done: record a solo album. And now she can check that off her to-do list. She just released Blue Shirt, which is indeed her first solo album. Rebecca Newton is CEO and president of the Carolina Theater in Durham, and she joins me in the studio now on guitar and vocals. Rebecca, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
You brought some good friends, Sam Fraser on guitar and vocals, and Robert Sledge on the electric bass. Welcome to both of you as well.
Hello.
Frank.
Thank
good
you.
To have you here. So look, you've been leading a swing band now, the High Tones, for what, 30 years?
30-something years, yeah.
Now, in that time, and we all know you, anybody who knows anything about music in this area knows about the High Tones and what you do. In all that time, were you thinking about going solo? Or?
Never even occurred to me. So a couple of years ago, I was at Jerry Brown's studio in Chapel Hill in the Rubber Room, and he said, you've never done a solo record? And I thought, yeah, I haven't. I'd always been with a band. And so he said, oh, come on. Like, it's about time. So that's what started it.
You did. Now, had you been writing songs along the way?
Yeah. For the High Tones, Keith and I wrote. And then the last about 5 years or so, I started, 3 years especially, I just had a sort of a epiphany and started writing again. So.
Well, I'm glad you did. Let's hear a little bit from the album, shall
we? Okay, sure. It's a song called Old Louise. Just like a daughter would, old Louise. I still love you good, old Louise. You always taught me right, just like a mother. I took to every word you said. They live inside my heart and head, Louise. You'd sing and make a joyful sound. There is a tavern in the town. We would sing another round. Sure told the story well, as anyone could tell. You'd follow up with one more beer, and now and then I raise a cheer to you, Louise. As long
Rebecca Newton with the song Old Louise from her album Blue Shirt. Also in the studio, Sam Fraser on guitar and Robert Sledge on the electric bass. Rebecca's going to perform at Carrboro Arts Center's annual Songs for the Circle tonight at 8 o'clock. Also going to be at with the Bennies, the Rooster's Wife in Aberdeen on Thursday of next week. And, of course, we've got all that at our website, stateofthings.org. There's a story behind that song.
Yes.
Talk about the inspiration.
So my mother-in-law was named Louise. She was 4'10". And my second daughter, my youngest daughter, is named after her, Louise. And my mother-in-law was a good Virginia woman and said, just call me Big Louise. And we couldn't do that because she was 4'10". So she said, well, all right, then just call me Old Louise. And we felt kind of rude, like that was rude. So we just called her Granny. And then I was with her as she died. And I sang that song. That was her favorite song, A Tavern in the Town. And I didn't know the words, but I knew some of them. And so I just kept making up words and singing. And so I thought, after she died, I thought, well, now I can call her Old Louise. So this was a sort of a love song to her.
You were really close.
She was like a mom to me. Yeah. She was amazing.
And also this idea of someone asking you on their deathbed to sing to them, which in that moment, I mean, it was
cool. So I've done that now. It's like become a thing.
Wow.
So I've done that with like several people now. And I love it. I mean, it just seemed like the right thing to do, and so now I'm doing it. If anybody asks me, I'll do it. Yeah.
Well, I'm feeling very good right now, but I'd still like for you to sing us a song, if you wouldn't mind, all right?
Okay. We're going to do a song that I wrote for men. It's my tribute to men everywhere. Anybody who identifies as a man, this is for you, too. It's my, you know, they get the short end of the stick, so, in a lot of songs. So this is my, all the great things about men. It's called To the Man.
I just love a man. I love to watch him fly and notice where he lands and never wonders why. He's sometimes far away. He does the best he can. I just love a man. I just love a man. The way I love a dog, to watch him sit and stand, the way we get along. I love to watch him think. I love to watch his hands. I just love a man. I really love a man. Moments. He can shine like a full moon in a great big sea. Sometimes he doesn't say much, and that's just fine. You know, it's all right by me. More than that, I guess it's quite a few, but I have no regrets. I love them, everyone. It's just who I am. I just love a man. I really love a man. I just love a man.
Rebecca Newton, To the Man, from her new solo album, Blue Shirt. Joined by Sam Fraser on guitar, Robert Sledge on the electric bass. Rebecca's going to be at Carrboro's Arts Center annual Songs for the Circle tonight at 8, and then she's going to be with the Bennies at the Rooster's Wife in Aberdeen on Thursday of next week. Courageous of you to be standing up for men in this moment.
That's right, yes. Let's hear it for men.
Well, I will point out, you said it has all the attributes, all the good things about men. I will point out that this song is 3 minutes and 10 seconds, so And I think you had to repeat some of it. There's a chorus in there that actually gets repeated.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. I mean, do you, you know, standing up for men, that's takes some courage.
Well, you
these
know,
days.
I mean, they really do get the short end of the stick in just about every song.
They will in every song.
That song.
In every song.
Because, I mean,
you know, otherwise they're doing well.
Oh, yeah.
Let
oh,
me
no.
tell you, they're doing okay.
No, I'm not.
I'm
yet.
One of them.
It was kind of a joke. It was a joke song in the song circle.
It is. It really is. And I think, like,
men
like your
love
dog,
it.
Men, do they stand up and pant?
No, they were always like, I love that song. It's like, of course you do. It's about you.
It's what we love most about you. Well, let's see. Also, you talked about putting this album together, and finally, after all these years, partnered with Andrew Marlin from Mandolin mm-hmm. Orange, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who helped? Did he do the arrangements?
He did a lot of the arrangements, and he played a gazillion instruments on this. I mean, a gazillion. Yeah.
Great.
He's a genius. He's great.
We do another song for us.
Okay, sure. This is a song by Sam Fraser that I patiently waited a year for him to agree to let me record, so I'm thrilled about this. So he's going to play it with Robert, and I'm going to sing. Wishing well was almost crystal clear, then another path you beat from home is a shortcut back next year. And if a single splash can send a wish rippling through the atmosphere, I'll be skipping coins to you. You're always welcome here. Rippling through the help you steer, and if they're perched upon your shoulders, they're whispering in your ear. If your demons get too personal and need some more to you're always welcome here. Rippling through the atmosphere, we spread the best memories around. Welcome here, and we melt the rest down.
Rebecca Newton with the song Welcome, written by Sam Fraser, who is also here, along with Robert Sledge on the electric bass. Rebecca Newton's new album is called Blue Shirt, and I'm going to leave you time to play us out. Maybe you play that one for us.
Yeah.
But not right away, because I got a few things to say. Okay. First of all, I want to tell everybody that you are a North Carolina songwriter and musician, which they've already
figured out.
CEO and president of the Carolina Theater, and going to be at the Carrboro Arts Center's annual Songs for the Circle tonight at 8 o'clock. Also going to be at with the Bennies at the Rooster's Wife in Aberdeen on Thursday. The new album is called Blue Shirt. And you can find out more at our website, stateofthings.org, a program produced by Anita Rao, Laura Pelliser, Dana Terry, Amanda Magnus. Robin Copley, our technical director, Al Wodarski, also engineered the show today. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Rebecca Newton.
Thank you for having us. Small planes, little trains, monkey pants.